This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 127 cities listening to us right now, friends, as well as 53 other countries outside of the United States. You can call in as well, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, by the way, GCN, thank you for doing a good job down there. Judah and Sam producing the show here live out of the state of Minnesota. Well, Minnesota right now. Thanks for doing a good job, guys. Seriously, they download videos. They do everything, friends, that needs to be done to get us to the point of where we're at right now on a national basis. So we appreciate all of you guys. Thank you for doing a good job. Folks, we've got much to cover. And before we get to that, I want to tell you, if you want to watch us live, please do. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles that are combating the lies of the CIA-controlled media. I'm going to be covering some of this in just a couple minutes again. Every day of the week, friends, using the Word of God and the Constitution to expose those that are lying. What's the best way to show that a stick is crooked? Lay a straight one next to it. That's exactly what we're doing. That's all we're doing here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Got much audio for you today. Also, go over to Before It's News. My friend Michael Roach over there, who manages that site, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click us on. Go to the right side. Join us on live chat. And one more time, if you want to join us at any time, please call in, but stick to the topic or add to the conversation, please. Pro or con, doesn't matter. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Ben Franklin rightly said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. So, out of personal testimony once again, I get up, I write an article. After I'm done writing my article for sonsoflibertymedia.com, I go over to the post office, take care of business there. I walk inside. Everything's fine. As I walk out, all of a sudden there's an older gentleman with his wife and another gentleman that's laughing, putting his mask on his face because the other guy's is razzing him. Because he doesn't have his mask on. So unsolicited, of course, I joined in the conversation, and I looked at the older gentleman, and I looked at him, and I said, hey, listen, look at the little tag on your mask. I said, you're going to find that it tells you that it doesn't prevent disease or virus. And, of course, he didn't want to hear that. I looked down at his little wife, 75 years old. She's embarrassed that she has a mask on. And all of a sudden, he tries to justify the unjustifiable, and he looks at me and he says, oh, that's okay. He said, you should try it. I said, no, I'm not going to try it. I said, why should I pretend with you? I said, again, bringing into the conversation, you don't trust the government, 11% approval rating. That's the majority of the American people, friends. And 94% of the people don't believe the mainstream media. That's more than not. And I asked him, I said, who told you that there's a virus? Who told you that you're supposed to put a mask on? Where did the governor of this state find the constitutional authority to do such? It's not his job to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own ungodly image, John 8:44. He's supposed to maintain the laws. As a matter of fact, if you check out Article 6, Section 3, you'll find out that wording is exactly there. To support this Constitution. To support this Constitution. So he kept chapping back at me, and I just turned around and I said, sir, I want to tell you something. I said, you're a part of the problem. I said, you're the reason my generation is in trouble today. This isn't the same era where you could actually trust government and you could trust some of the things that the media had to say. We're in 2020 today. And I said, we're suffering because of the likes of you. I said, sir, I'm embarrassed for you. So what does he do? He walks all the way around. His wife leaves the conversation again because she's embarrassed that they have one on in the first place, which is only a sign of slavery. Submission to unconstitutional edicts is what it is. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. What are they doing? They're devouring. Why? Because the sheep are submitting themselves to the wolves. Don't call yourself a patriot, which means to uphold dying laws. Don't call yourself a Christian conservative. If you bow in the face of this, you know how many people profess to be Christians, and when you ask them the question, didn't Jesus say that he's the good shepherd and that his sheep know his voice? I don't see where Jesus ever gave us commands to submit to tyranny. Nowhere in Scripture. But those that don't know his voice, the voice of a stranger, they are following. Read John 10, the whole chapter is great. They're following the voice of a stranger. They're listening to the voice of the Antichrist because there's no cross. So, I get done there. Go over to the local marketplace. Had to get some hot dog buns so we could eat today. Listen to the message, friends, from Mayor Whitmer in Michigan. Telling you and telling businesses, if people do not comply with her unlawful edicts, she's telling businesses in the state of Michigan not to even serve those people. Sound familiar? Revelations 13:7, they can't buy or sell unless you submit to tyranny. My Bible teaches me just the exact opposite. The character of God through his faithful messengers was always to stand up against tyranny, not to go with it. Well, again, go back to Ben Franklin, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. People are asking the question, why are they devouring? Because you're submitting to it. You're submitting to it. Had someone this last week say, how is it that one man controls the lives of 5.4 million? Well, he's not supposed to control anybody's life. He's there to uphold the law, not to tear it down. Not to overreach, not to act outside of his scope of authority, but he's doing it because the sheep are submitting themselves to the wolves. That's why. Those that are submitting to this, friends, you're adding strength to tyranny. You're the problem. And they're emboldened and encouraged when they see you submit to what they know within themselves is unlawful. I'll prove that point in just one moment. In just one moment. Friends, this is happening today because the people are giving them permission to do so. Did you know that in D.C., I highlighted this yesterday, the mayor just exempted all lawmakers and government employees from new mask mandate? Why? Because they know that this is a fraud. They're not worried about no virus that doesn't exist, friends. They just want to make you do what they say to do. That's it. It's more control, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, it's interesting. I'll get to my marketplace story here in just a moment. It's interesting. I seen a tweet from Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, corporate America. Donald J. Trump. It's a picture of him with his mask on. Okay. It says, "We are united in our effort to defeat the invisible China virus." Let me ask you something. Is the virus under attack or are you under attack? Okay. Goes on, and many people say that it's a patriotic, that's what he said, that it is patriotic to wear a face mask when you can't socially distance, which is absolutely a fraud. Okay? He goes on, "There's nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president." He signed it. Your favorite president. So what I did is I took the picture, posted it. Is this representing America? Question mark. No, this is representing special interest groups. We all seen the picture of Anthony Fauci, didn't we, out at the baseball game there with his mask off, sitting right next to his two buddies, one male, one female. His mask was off, friends. What about that social distancing? Friends, you have to understand this is what dictator wannabes do. This is what tyrant wannabes do. This is what they're doing. Again, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I want you to listen to this because we are here. We are definitely here. I had a thought there. I'm going to come back to it in just a moment. Oh, I know what I was thinking about. The mayor, I highlighted it right before the last portion of the last segment. And I highlighted the show yesterday. You did see this, did you not, friends? The D.C. mayor exempted lawmakers and government employees from new mask mandate. You knew that, right? Of course it doesn't apply to them. The president doesn't wear one. The coronavirus task force team doesn't wear one. Hey, folks, Anthony Fauci's not wearing one. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, they're not wearing one. This is who's pushing all this. Mr. Want to depopulate the planet as quick as I possibly can. Special interest groups wearing the pants. By the way, he's been given an open door to the presidential pulpit as if to suggest that he has been voted in by the people. Neither him or Fauci have been. Now this guy's talking like he is a doctor. If I did that, I would get in trouble, friends. But Billy can do it. Billy Bob and Melinda can do it all they want to. Right, because they got money. You know, Ecclesiastes tells us that money answereth all things. Even when it becomes deceptive concerning the people they want to control because they make themselves sheeps, and that's why the wolves devour. So let me go over to my marketplace story. Going there this morning, every single person had a mask on. I wish there was a better way to vent. As I walk in there, I'm totally embarrassed for these people. These people talk about the corruptions taking place in their government all day. Again, nobody believes the media. Then you ask them the question, who told you that there's a virus? That's why they look down, friends, those people that have masks on. That's why they look down at you when they walk by you. They're ashamed of it. They're embarrassed. Because they know you heard what they had to say, but they don't practice what they preach, Romans 1:18. That's why the up-and-coming generation looks at them as a reproach, and a reproach they are. Let me tell you, I'm embarrassed for you all. And the problem is you know what you do. I was just telling you, friends, as I was in the marketplace, I walked through, I did what I had to do, got my hot dog buns, went to the counter. Cool little girl working at the counter, and she says to me, do you need to buy a mask? I said, nope, don't need to buy a mask. I said, what color, blue or green, so I could pay for it, right? Walked out. Hey, folks, going back to what I said during the first segment, 5.4 million people in this state know that Tim Walz is acting outside of his authority. By the way, the said representatives and senators in the state of Minnesota are saying that Tim Walz is acting alone. That the senators, the representatives, they have no as to where he's pulling these executive orders from. It's not constitutional, so right there it doesn't matter where he's getting them from. It matters that we shut him down. And yesterday people asked me a question, Bradley, how do we impeach? I'm going to go to that in just a moment. 5.4 million people in the state of Minnesota alone listening to one man as they all can attest that he's breaking the law. But they do it anyways. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Folks, we got much to cover today. I'm going to get to it. This is a promise that I gave to some of my listeners yesterday. Why politicians think that they're above the law? Remember President Theodore Roosevelt said, no man is above the law, no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Folks, again, let me remind you that we are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by the media that wants to sway opinion like Abraham Lincoln talked about. We're not a democracy where the majority of the people vote against the law and then all of a sudden it becomes law as it eradicates constitutional law. Nope, that's not who we are, Article 4, Section 4. We're ruled by law in this country. So in other words, if I have to stand all by myself against 330 million useful idiots making themselves sheep as they encourage the wolves to devour, then so be it, by the grace of God. Then so be it. Why politicians think that they're above the law is because the people have put them there. They're treated more like rock stars and movie stars than they are people that are to serve we, the people in this country. That's why they think that they're above the law. The people allow them to violate constitutional law, and then once they get away with it, the people let them do it again and again and again and again. And people in this country have the audacity to say, well, why is he doing that if he doesn't have the authority to do it? Because you don't know the difference. And for the people that do know the difference that I know of, in part, they could care less. They know the truth, but they stand back and they say, well, we're afraid. We're scared. So you're taking counsel from your fears then. Let me ask you, how is that serving you up? And by the way, the people that I'm talking about, again, they call themselves Christians. Where does the Bible say that the Lord gave us a spirit of fear? And where the Bible does talk about fear, friends, it talks about the fear of God in departing from lawlessness. You know, in the New Testament, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Is that something? to anybody out there? Yep, that's in the Word of God too. And it also tells us in 1 Timothy that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And when we look at the captain of our salvation, notice the military language, captain of our salvation, they call him the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And the Bible also declares Jesus as one that spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. Okay, just making clear. The hypocrisy in this country stinks to high heaven. And the Lord said on the third commandment, for the record, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. Regardless if that, friends, means one person, a community, or a country. He said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He will bear witness to the lie. He'll set the record straight, and that's where we're at today. Why do politicians think that they're above the law? Well, when you look at we the people of the United States, who are the government in this country, and you look at the preamble, it says, in order to perform or to form a more perfect union, what does it say? We are to establish justice. What's missing? Justice. Who's that justice to come from? The people. Why? Because said representatives are acting in contrast to their sworn oaths. Antithetical. They're treasonous is what's happening. Yesterday when I received a phone call from Brian, my friend out in Nebraska, he asked me, so what's the process? Well, the disqualification for anybody, even the President of the United States, the Vice President, and all civil officers, including judges, shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason. Article 3, Section 3. Bribery. Oh, my goodness, friends. The money going under the tables in this country is craziness. Or other high crimes and or lower crimes, misdemeanors. That's found in Article 2, Section 4. Now, the process of impeachment, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, oh, yeah, I should bring that one in as well before I bring in the process of impeachment. Did I tell you yesterday, friends, me and my wife and my two boys, we went down to the Minneapolis area, Plymouth. It's a suburb of Minneapolis. And we walked into a Fresh Times. And as we walked in, of course, everybody was following the unconstitutional edicts. Every person in that store had a mask on. Every one of them. Enslaving their posterity through their exhibition of defiance towards God in obedience to Satan's minions. Okay? So we walk through, we get what we need, and all of a sudden a lady looks over, she's got half her mask off, and she says, you guys aren't wearing your masks. I said, no, ma'am, we're not going to pretend with them. She takes her mask off. She used some explicit expletives. And she says, me and my family, her face was boiling, friends. Me and my family have had it up to here with what's going on. Well, then quit complying and start defying. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. I'm going to go through the process of impeachment in just a moment.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The most violent protest in the country continued throughout the night in Portland, Oregon, as fireworks were shot into the federal courthouse, causing fires. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered in Portland streets hours after a U.S. judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions. Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf also stated that the troops are not there by executive order.
Individuals that are in Portland are acting under FPS authority, Department of Homeland Security authority. Doesn't have anything to do with an executive order. This is existing authority that has been on the books for decades. That is the authority they're using to go in and to protect a federal facility. FPS protects almost 9,000 facilities around the country. There's no other facility that has this type of violent activity night after night after night.
Federal Protective Service officers declared the gathering as an unlawful assembly and cited that at least 18 officers had been injured. This is USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Hanna has been officially upgraded to a hurricane, moving toward the Texas coast and threatening to bring 8 to 18 inches of rain, storm surges, and possible tornadoes, all while another tropical storm approaches the Caribbean. Hanna is the first official hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, and the National Hurricane Center said in their morning update, maximum sustained winds had increased to over 85 miles an hour. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Gonzalo is still on track to move across the southern Windward Islands. ICE officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will be barred from entering the country. The announcement came as the U.S. topped 4 million coronavirus cases, and colleges and universities are rolling out plans to shift to online learning for the fall semester. The department also mandated that designated school officials are not to provide new international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal student status. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Okay, as promised, I'm going to get to a question that was asked to me on yesterday's show. I didn't have time to answer it, so I'm doing that right now. People, are you really, truly sick and tired of being sick and tired? I just told you a story. Another one, an experience that we had at a grocery store yesterday at Fresh Times in Plymouth, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis. We walk inside. Everybody has their masks on. As we're doing our shopping, a lady looks over at us with half her mask off her face because she was ashamed of wearing it. And she says, "You guys don't have masks on." And I said, "Ma'am, we're not going to pretend with them." She rips it off her face. She's angry. She said, "I'm taking this blanking thing off as well." And this is like the, I don't know how many times we've heard this, when people see that we're not going along to get along. Folks, you got to lead the way. What happened? What did they do? Well, this woman, she says, "Me and my family are up to here with all of this. People know it's illegal. People know the government has no lawful authority doing the things that they're doing." Which should scare the chocolate out of every single person in this country. Which should embolden you all the more to stand up and be resolute in defiance as to what's going on in this country. What, are we talking about a different country, friends, or are we talking about yours? As I'm walking around, here comes this little punk college-age kid, comes up to me with the mask on and a little packet of masks. He said, "Sir, you have to put on a mask in our store." And I said, "No, we're not going to do that." Folks, they're violating my rights, my God-given rights. They're offending me to no end. So we finished doing what we're doing. Goes and gets his manager. I said, "Go get him." Went and got his manager. His manager comes over. Super cool kid. He said, "Sir, when you're in the store, will you just please remember to wear a mask next time?" I said, "We're not going to do that." I said, "Neither should you be doing this. because this is asking for a major lawsuit. And by the way, we're seeing more and more lawsuits being filed all over the country. As a matter of fact, a lawsuit has been filed against Springfield, Missouri, regarding mask ordinance. And keep in mind, in the state of Minnesota, just here, and it's probably going to happen to you if you're not in one of the nine states, or if you're not in Georgia, where the Georgian governor is actually going after those that are trying to mandate states, because he knows what it's all about, just like this D.C. mayor that knows what it's all about. That's why she said, listen, you're going to wear a mask, and if not, you're going to be fined for it, but we're exempt. Federal judges, lawmakers, legislators, and herself. Why? Because they know the truth of the matter. They're telling you there's nothing behind this. They're telling you that there's nothing behind this. And when I said that to him, he just, again, he was a cool kid, cool guy. And what's he going to say at that point? Hey, I got another question for you, friends. I would love to hear from somebody on the contrary to prove me wrong on this. So if you get pulled over, and I'm not talking about in a car, I'm talking about getting pulled over by some little snitch that the government's looking to pay and reward to turn people in. I'm curious to know, or even if a police officer approaches you and says to you, where's your mask? And I say to him, I'm not going to wear a mask. What's he going to enforce? What kind of a ticket is he going to give you? What law is he making reference to that I transgressed? There is none. There is none. This governor in the state of Minnesota said this is all voluntary. Then he says right after that, his double talk. He's a politician, friends. He sold his soul already. He wants to sell the rest of you out with him. Luke 22:48, just like Judas did Christ. What's he going to enforce? What law? What law? What law is he going to enforce, friends? The only way that he can do this is through totalitarian methods. Well, it's a policy. Sir, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Tell me what law I'm breaking. And, of course, at that point, if he's just going to go along, he's going to use totalitarian methods, and he's going to force compliance one way or another. Well, that's fine. Then I guess we're going to see you in court. Because, again, all over the country, people are getting sick and tired of this, and they know what it's about. So, hey, folks. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. Hey, listen, if I go into a store and they're working with food, they can have a mask on, they can have rubber gloves on, that's cool. Hey, they're protecting me, that's totally cool. I don't need their spit on my food. That's fine with me. If I go into a hospital, that's fine, I get it. I get what they do. Wear your mask. Wear your rubber gloves. When I go into the dentist, they got a mask on, that's totally fine. Thank you for doing so. But when you start telling me that I have to wear a mask, and if I don't do it, then I'm going to pay a fine, I got a problem. Hey, folks, and it shows you how evil they are. The governor in Indiana, friends, just for the record, said you can go to jail for 6 months. What law are you faithfully executing, tyrant? We just came up with this executive order. Where did you get the authority and delegated authority from the people to actually execute that executive order? The burden of proof lies on them, Americans, not on you. You've got it backwards. As I've said, if they get you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? So let me get over to this impeachment process. Are you sick of it? Because I know people are. I know people are up to their eyeballs with this tyranny. They're sick and tired of this forced compliance. And by the way, it's not going to stop. They're going to take this to another level. They're already talking about vaccinations right now. If you just join me now, Donald Trump just said yesterday, as he posted a picture of himself with a mask on, which shows you who he's working for, okay? He's controlled just like the rest of them, friends. They're extorted men, believe me, okay? But yesterday on Fox News, I should have played the piece, but we're good. You can take my word for it, but do cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go online. You'll find Donald Trump being interviewed or asked if he would take a vaccination. He said, sure, I would. Friends, who's he working for? Because it's not we the people. Again, there's no law to reference as to how they're actually enacting and advocating for that which is illegal in this country. There's none. And if you can show me one, I'll be more than happy to go along with it. But I got to see it for myself. Got to see it for myself. Okay? I just have to. Now, I got some phone calls coming in right now, and I'm going to take them, and then we're going to get to the impeachment process, I promise. Maybe this will just add to the conversation. I got Rod calling from Michigan. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Bradley, good to hear your voice, my friend.
Thank you.
Doing what you're doing, and we appreciate that. This country ought to be ashamed of itself, this mask stuff. If you're wearing a mask out there, people, you need to go look in the mirror and just look really how stupid you are, number one, for following something that's not law, like Bradley said. Get it off. Bradley, I was in a store yesterday, and there was four little boys running around with their trying to keep their T-shirts over their mouths because they're looking at all the adults thinking, well, this is must be what we're doing. I never have seen such a deceived bunch of people in a country, and this pandemic has worked perfectly for them.
Yep. And it's, you know what's interesting about that, Rod, is these are the people, the first people to say and complain about what's going on. When referencing the media or the government, they'll be the first ones to tell you what's wrong. But when it's time to take a stand, they're the first ones gone. The first ones gone, Rod.
You said it right, Brad. I just wanted to chime in there, too. Number two, guys, hey, Bradley carries a nice shirt. We ordered a bunch of them. You ought to consider getting them. Get a bunch of them. They're high quality. Hey, the resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And they have another one. I don't have it in front of me. But they're phenomenal shirts. I wear those out in the public whenever I can, and people ask about that, and then you can share what's going on. But, Bradley, there's more I'd like to say.
Awesome.
But I'm not, you got other calls.
Right? I totally appreciate that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, those shirts are made for just that. We're not making money off of any of this. We just want people to take a stand, and this is a good way to do it because it sparks up conversation. And you're exactly right. So, thank you for the call. I just lost him somehow. I got David from San Francisco calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. How are you, David?
Well, how are you, Bradley?
I'm doing good.
We're safe out here for the most part because we believe in science and we don't believe in money hucksters that will guaranteed get you killed. And so we quit 6 weeks before New York did. We had a convention at the end of January that February 4th was loading out of this huge convention, and it turned out somebody was sick in there. And so the mayor, you know, everybody says, oh, the mayor of San Francisco must be a liberal. No, she was very conservative when she said, we're not going to rent that hall again until this epidemic is over. And so we, the people of San Francisco, lost $1 billion the next week, because we were going to have the Facebook show up, and that would have been $1 billion. It would have been $1,000 a night for a hotel room, you know, and it would have gone on for, I think it was 11 days or something like that. But we lost $1 billion in a week. We sacrificed that for America so that we could stop that epidemic, and we did, because all of these people that would have come in for Facebook would have taken it back around the world. And they would have, that would have been February, you know, 10th, let's say. So we, the people of San Francisco, are waiting for the fools to quit. All it takes is settle down for 2 or 3 weeks, and this virus is actually pretty delicate. If you just leave it alone, it's got like a leather jacket on it, a fatty coating on it, and if you leave it alone, that fatty coating breaks apart and the whole virus turns to dust. But if everybody keeps running around and spreading it and spreading it and spreading it and spreading it, then they're going to make it drag on and on.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, David, and I appreciate your thoughts. I really do. And by the way, we've had you call in several times, and I appreciate what you weigh in with. But I got a question for you. If it's as serious as it's meant to sound, why is it that it doesn't apply to them? Why is it that right now, just for example, we have the mayor in D.C., stating that you're going to be fined, you'll be charged, you may even be jailed if you don't wear your mask. But why is it that she just exempted mayors lawmakers and government employees from the new mask mandate. I'm going to do this. I'm going to play some audio for you on the other side, David, just exclusively for you. And hopefully this will answer both our questions. And I totally appreciate your phone call. Again, I got to take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-582-9933. Here we go.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so we just had David call in from San Francisco. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies that you're being told today. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube live. You can watch us even now. Join us on live chat. Beforeitsnews.com, the same thing. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. Again, going back to the conversation over the last segment, we had David from San Francisco calling in. David's a cool guy, but he is from San Francisco. I'm going to play some audio for you, okay, from two doctors out of Bakersfield, California, that were completely expunged from big tech companies like Google, like Facebook, like YouTube, like Twitter. Why? I want you to listen to as to why and put two and two together. It will make sense. Go for it.
Yeah, Jessica, the doctors say that they've compiled their own data of coronavirus cases here in Kern County and used their research from the cases here to cross-reference them with numbers across the nation and really across the globe. They say that that data shows that healthy people don't need to shelter in place anymore. And, of course, that's going against what a lot of health experts have been telling us so far.
I say, do we need to still shelter in place? Our answer is emphatically no. Do we need businesses to be shut down? Emphatically no. Do we need to test them and get them back to work? Yes, we do.
Doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, both co-owners of the 5 accelerated urgent care facilities in Kern County, say they have tested 5,213 patients within the county for the coronavirus. That makes up for over half of all testing done here. They say their data and research qualifies their statement.
Is the flu less dangerous than COVID? Let's look at the death rates. No, it's not. They're similar in prevalence and in death rate. So we are saying that our response now that we know the facts, it's time to get back to work.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says otherwise, with national research showing COVID-19 cases to be over 10 times as lethal than the flu. But Fauci's decades of experience as an immunologist and physician holds no weight in the eyes of Eric and Masihi.
We're actually seeing the patients. Dr. Fauci hasn't seen a patient for 20 years.
White House health officials have reported more than 800,000 COVID-19 cases with just over 46,000 deaths across the nation. But Erickson says that quarantining is a health hazard in and of itself.
We understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. I don't want to hide in my home, develop a weak immune system, and then come out and get diseased.
Reporting the disease, Erickson claims, is being forced onto healthcare professionals.
ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting. When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
According to Erickson, there is something much larger at play here.
This is not about science. And it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion.
David? From San Francisco? Does that explain to you, friends, as to why it was expunged from big tech companies? Because they don't want you to know the truth. Science? David, we left science a long time ago. This is fictitious. This is like man myth. It's all made up, right? It's not about science, said the doctors, David. It's about control, David. It's about control. And it's exactly what we're seeing today through their exhibitions every step of the way. Do you remember when Ron Paul said governments love crisis because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that government will take care of them? He said after 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Unpatriot Act called Patriot Act and the hollow promises of security. Folks, those agencies that have been created are warring against you today. He said it's ironic to see that those that went after Donald Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding that the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. This was on March 16th. Declaring a pandemic emergency, Donald Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus, and political rights stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of a contagious disease. David, I got one more thing I want to say. Look up the word and look up the definition of what a useful idiot is. And I'm not saying that to backhand you. I'm saying that because when you look at a useful idiot, they're the ones that are just taking everything the media is given. And it's important that we all understand as to what's play here. When you have a doctor, Ron Paul, 30 years in Congress, telling you this, I think it would be prudent on our part to actually take heed, pay careful attention to what it is that he has to say. Oh, as a matter of fact, I got a friend from Minnesota right now who just happens to be an EMT, an ambulance driver, calling in right now. Hey, thanks for calling in, Steve. What say you, my friend?
I was just, when you said that, I got out my picture dictionary, and under useful idiot, it had a picture of Trump.
And there we have it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that surprises me, I was reading a study. I was going to text it to you today. There was epidemiologist from England that they were shredding because she was saying that they've reached herd immunity there. And, you know, if you have any good news at all, they just attack you and rip you apart. And the weird thing is, if you aren't afraid, they're mad at you, too.
Yep, that's who they're demonizing. That's who they're demonizing. They're attempting to demonize them right now. As a matter of fact, Steve, I have an article that I just wrote this morning. We have a useful idiot named Andy Whalen, a useful idiot from Newsweek, and they are literally trying to demonize law abiders that refuse to wear masks. The name of the headline was just this. I'm pulling it up right now. Narcissists and psychopaths are more likely to refuse to wear masks. What do you call that? That is the definition of propaganda, Steve.
Well, and it's also ignorance because I used to be a bodybuilder, and when you're weightlifting, you know, pulling a muscle is bad, but exercise is good. And so if you never moved at all because you're afraid of pulling a muscle, you're going to guarantee you pull a muscle. And illness is the same thing. Illness is a good thing because it strengthens your immune system. Where your immune system attacks itself, like what's happening in the COVID deaths, that's the bad thing. So the answer isn't not to get sick at all. The answer is to eliminate those things that's going to make your immune system attack you and be unhealthy. So, you know, people should be losing 20 pounds instead of quarantining themselves, and their chance of survival is going to increase very significantly. But to just be fear motivated, that even makes you more at risk.
Well, let me ask you, Steve, you're an EMT. You're an ambulance driver. You deal with people all the time. People know if something's wrong. You don't have to tell people to defend themselves, regardless of what it may be, if they know that there's a real threat. When you have the government coming in, enforcing compliance, the same government that says they're looking out for us, Steve, the same government that attacks third world countries unconstitutionally because they refuse to submit to a new world order, hello, the same government that sanctions the murder of over 60 million babies in America. And by the way, the same people that are wearing masks today are the same ones that have allowed the government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the wombs. And by the way, for those that didn't know, here's a law unto yourself. Bill Gates plans on putting a string in there, of what may be not good for your health inside the vaccination, along with an identifying chip inside of the vaccination. I'm going to play some audio in just a couple moments where he's talking as if to suggest that he's a doctor, but keep in mind who Bill Gates is. He's the one that wants to depopulate the planet, as did his parents work for Planned Parenthood. And it is not tedious for me to remind you Americans as to who Bill Gates is and as to who is behind all of this today. An American somehow, well, believe or another, Steve, that the government's looking out for us? I mean,
well, actually,
that's insane.
They don't believe that. And a big, huge problem that's come from this is doctors are now viewed as idiots. I mean, there's a huge, huge percentage
they're losing
of
credibility.
The population. Yeah.
Got a hard break, Steve. 10 seconds.
Yep. The doctors have destroyed their credibility, and I don't think they're going to get it back in our lifetime.
Not this time. Amen. Thank you for the call, brother. I appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, hour two coming up in just a couple moments. I'm going to get to some audio for you, friends, and that promise of the process of impeachment real quick, first segment. Be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.